Good.
Okay, get it going there. You good?
Well, I just want to be specific, but when games are tight like they were against Boston and a team like St. Louis, I mean, how important is the power play and some of the struggles you guys have had over the last 10 or 12 games?
It's very important. Special teams can turn a game, especially if you have a good penalty kill. And, you know, power play scoring at critical times is so important. And, you know, we had a lot of good chances. I know we didn't pop one there, but it's right there. I mean, crack a couple of posts. And so I think the big thing for us is to keep that confidence and, you know, don't let that waver.
So much firepower to be able to generate that. I mean, how you talk about confidence. How tough is it to keep that confidence level up when the chances are there, but they're just not going in?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's very frustrating. You know, especially you get a 5-on-3, too. You don't see too many of those. And not to be able to capitalize on that and you know, you want to be a difference at power play too, to, you know, turn the game. And you know, when it's on the line and you get a power play, you know that you're going to get a good chance and score. But that's part of the game. You know, you got to stick with it. There's going to be times where you go through little droughts, especially on the power play too, that you know, confidence is everything.
What's the feeling in the room today after playing the two games that you guys did coming out of the break?
Good. I think it's pretty high. I think we're a pretty confident group, and you know, even through this kind of, you know, losses that we've had, I think there's five straight there. And you know, coming into the break, we played some pretty good games, playing well. I mean, it's right there, and it's just a matter of time, especially against those two teams. And you know, they're top of the league, so it's a kind of a good measuring point. And I thought we played pretty good both games.
Under 30 to go now in the regular season. Are you a standings watcher, or will you be one more now in the last 10 weeks?
Yeah, I think more so. Especially coming down now, everybody's gonna be paying attention. You know, every game, next game is gonna be our biggest game, so it's pretty huge. I think everybody in the locker room knows where we're at and, you know, what it's gonna take for us to make that push. And you just got to get in. You know, you see what happens with St. Louis last year and teams in the past. You just get in and give yourself a chance.
Also, just a thought on getting some secondary scoring last night. It's not a surprise those guys were able to do it, but is it a little bit of pressure off your shoulders and the top six when you get a 3-0 lead? Include you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's good to get that, you know, depth scoring. That's what you're going to need down throughout the stretch, and we're going to need everybody. It's gonna be a battle. It's gonna be a fight every single night. So to be able to get those guys to contribute is huge, and you know, we just got to continue to grow like that.
Probably can't say it word for word, but what's kind of being said on the bench to kind of get everybody refocused and back where you kind of need to be when St. Louis pops a couple in a cut 2.5 minutes in the third to make it a 1-goal game yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, that was a little tough especially to get one and they get the second one so quick after two. I mean, everybody, there wasn't like a panic on the bench or anything. It's, you know, we knew what we had to do, and we've been in that situation before, 1-goal games, and, you know, we were pretty good this year, I think, if you look at the stats. And so we were, you know, we were calm and, you know, stay composed, and we got the job done.
Talk about the communication thing. How much do you guys talk, going back to the PP, how much do you guys talk after, maybe if you didn't get one and you know you're going back out on the bench? Is there time between periods on the bench for the PP unit to talk and think about what to do?
Yeah, honestly, after every rep, we're talking and seeing what they did. I mean, every team scouts you and knows what we're going to throw at them, but, you know, there's little wrinkles here and there. If if they have a right-handed shot, defenseman on wheels aside, you know, whether where to put the puck or where to strife in the hole. So there's those little adjustments like that comes into play. And just, you know, every team that we play, it's going to be challenges like that we got to do.
What's the balance then between sort of, you know, set plays, orchestrated stuff that you guys have worked on so often this year, and just letting creativity, talent kind of kick in?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, we have our structure. Everybody's got a spot, per se, and, you know, what we want to look like, but you get in the game and it's something, stick breaks or something goes, and, you know, you got to be able to creative. And I think that's where, you know, we're at our best too. We get a shot to that, kind of get some chaos, and then, you know, get them moving. And I think we're a pretty creative group there to, you know, see the play and draw them out of their box.
I'll appreciate that.